Good evening. We're here together again. And I've got a little something for you. Because I think this denial, I think you're really loving it. And I know you want to fuck me. That much is obvious. You cannot get enough of me. Is it my perfect body that got you attracted? Is it my voice? My confidence? Perhaps it was all those things together. And the thing is, you want to fuck me, but you can't. It's not that I don't want it, but we're just so far apart. It's almost impossible for us to meet and fuck. You can listen to me, and as a matter of fact, you're going to, because you love my voice. You love listening to my, as I pleasure myself, thinking about you, and most of all, you love being told what to do. It's your favorite, when I take control and tell you how to touch yourself. How to fuck yourself thinking about me. You're in heaven. It's sheer bliss that you enjoy more than anything. And today will be no different. You will fuck yourself for me. You will pleasure yourself for me. And eventually, if you prove to be a good boy, you will come for me. But be warned, though, that today will not be typical jack-off instructions audio. Today I want to take you on a ride, a wild ride, off the coasts of edging and denial. You will not come for me until you are desperate for it. And you will happily do as you're told, right? Yes, it's not enough. I want you to call me by my name, Superb. I want you to use it every time I ask you something, every time you are to address me. Yes, Superb. That is how you shall answer me. So once again, you will happily do as you're told, right? Good boy. And that felt good, calling me by my name. Didn't it? It is very important that you remember to call me by my name every time. It's a reminder of who controls you, your cock, and your orgasm. Now, I assume you're already naked. If you're not, if you're on the metro, if you're at work, if you're doing anything besides being naked in your bed, you need to pause this audio and come back to me once you are. And while you're at it, if you're ready, go lie on your bed. But don't start touching yourself. Not yet. So now that you're on your bed, naked, I want you to close your eyes. And touch your body, not your cock, your body. You may caress every single part of your body that's not your cock and balls. Gently run your hands all along your stomach, your chest, your neck. You can move to get to your thighs and legs. Pretend it's a lover, or better, that it's me. Pretend that those are my hands caressing your body, touching you, feeling you everywhere, but at your most sensitive place. I want you to purposely ignore your cock for the time being. It may be hard already. It may throb. It may twitch. But you won't touch it. Tease yourself by getting close to it. And then you're feeling your hands moving away. Don't forget your nipples. Pinch them. Twist them. Tease them. I want your nipples to be as hard as your cock. I want you to be excited, to be horny, to be needy. Your hands, my hands, sensually caress your whole body, and you shiver with anticipation to what's coming next. And you should. The things I have in store for you, they're deviant, just the way you like them. Now, whisper my name as you caress your body for me. Whisper my name. I want to hear you whisper it as I caress my body, thinking about you and all the things I want to do to you. Such a good boy for me. Always so eager to please. And I bet you can't wait to take those hands off your body and onto your hard cock, but not yet. Now is not the time. You'll be getting closer to it, though. I want you to take one of your hands and gently place it over your balls. Cup them. Hold them in your hand. Feel how full of cum they already are. You may massage them, rub them, roll them in your hand. I want your balls to be full and heavy for me. I want you to give me a big, big load at the end. While one of your hands is busy fondling your balls, I want you to take the second and third finger from your other hand, and I want you to suck on them. Suck on those fingers as if they were mine. Moan as you do it, as you would be doing if my fingers were in your mouth. I want them soaking wet. They are the ones that will get to touch your cock first. And while you are a good boy and do all that for me, I'll give you a little something to enjoy. Something you already know you like very, very much. Do you like to hear me moan? Do you like it when I'm playing with myself? As I rub my clit through my panties. You like the sound of that, don't you? Don't you wish I was there with you, actually moaning in your ears? I know I do. It's time to get to work on your cock now. Leave your balls alone. Let that hand rest by your side. The other one, with the wet fingers, move it down your cock. I want you to rub the whole length, using only the two fingers you were sucking. Make sure every part of your cock gets wet with your saliva. Don't forget to tease that sensitive spot right under the tip. You know what I'm talking about. The one I'd love to flick my tongue on if I were there. The one I would swirl around as I take you in my mouth. But while you do that, don't forget to thank me. And I allowed you to finally touch your cock. I deserve to be thanked. Simple, thank you, superb, for letting me touch my cock is enough. Say it for me now. It will feel good. That's my good boy. You're welcome. Now, you can stop rubbing your fingers all over your cock. And I want you to grab it at the base and squeeze it. squeeze it hard for me. Hold it straight up in the air as you squeeze. Is there pre-cum? Is the head of your cock getting soaked in pre-cum? I bet it is. And with your other hand, I want you to rub the head and make sure it's covered in pre-cum. If you have foreskin, don't cheat and peel it first. I want you to touch that sensitive head of yours, and I want it covered in that sweet, sweet fluid. That's it. Keep going. I know it's sensitive. I know it feels good, but I want you to do it. You want to be a good boy for me, right? If that is so, then you'll do it. And I'll give you a little bit more as an incentive to keep going. As I touch myself, I'm thinking about you holding your cock, squeezing it hard, rubbing all that beautiful pre-cum right over the head with the other hand, rolling it around. How good it would feel to rub the head of your cock on my clit. Is the head of your cock covered now? Is your hand? Good. Keep holding it at the base. Keep squeezing. And now, I want you to rub it up and down from the head all the way to your other hand. Cover the shaft with pre-cum. Make your cock even wetter. But don't go too fast. We don't want you too close to coming just yet. This is only teasing. We haven't even started edging and denying you yet. Take it as a kind of foreplay. And that's what I would be doing with my hands if I was here with you. While I tell you about all the things I want to do to you. How I want to suck you dry. Every position in which I want us to fuck. This is only the beginning of our game. But I can promise you, the reward for finishing is more than worthwhile. So keep rubbing pre-cum all over the shaft for me. And don't forget to say my name. I love the thought of you thinking about me as you touch yourself. Of anyone who could hear you knowing that I, Superb, control you. And your cock. Only me. I control your cock. I think it's time to give you a little reward. You have been a good boy so far. You followed all my instructions. You deserve a little something. You can let go of the base for now. I want you to stroke your cock. I want you to stroke it really fast and really hard with one hand. Get yourself as close to coming as you can. I want you to be able to taste your orgasm, to feel it going up in your cock, getting closer and closer. And then, just as you're about to come, I want you to let go. Let go. Right before the point of no return. Let your cock throb and twitch uncontrollably. You were so close to climax. Perhaps there was one little drop of cum that was ready to come out, but you stop it right before it could. Maybe that little drop of cum can slowly come out. Maybe even fall onto your stomach as you try to resist the urge to give yourself an orgasm. It would be so hot. I would definitely collect it and taste it while looking at you and your twitching cock. What's going on? Do you not like it? Do you not like edging for me? Well, you're just frustrated because I didn't let you come. I know you love edging. You love it because you know that once you come, it's going to be more intense than ever. You know that an edging orgasm is much, much more powerful than a normal one. And we both know that no matter what, you will do what you're told because you're my good boy. I think you've had a long enough break to recover from your first edging. It's time to get back to work. Wrap your hand around it again, but this time I want you to be slow and gentle. Tease your cock by slowly going all the way up, and then just as slowly going all the way down, all the way up. All the way down, up, and down, just like that. Good boy. And don't forget to say my name. You're stroking for me, to me. Only I make your cock that hard. Only I can control the way you stroke it. I know you want to go harder. You want to go faster. But you can't. I don't want you to do so. Keep going as you are. So slowly. You might be throbbing in your hand and twitching and leaking like cum all over your fingers, but go slowly. And I told you, if you follow my instructions like the good boy I know you are, it's going to feel amazing. I'll make sure you're perfectly satisfied. I'll make sure that you're being my good boy. I love the thought of you edging and stroking and holding it out for me. I love knowing that you're waiting for my instructions. It turns me on so much. Do you like that? Do you like listening to me moan while you slowly stroke your hard, throbbing cock? You do. Of course you do. You're such a good boy after all. It's time to edge again. Are you ready? Go fast as you can. Get yourself right to the edge. And don't come. Remember, don't come yet. I know you want to come, but I don't want you to. I love denying you this pleasure. It would be so easy for you to just keep stroking and stroking and come, but you won't. You won't. Because you're a good boy who does as he's told. And because deep down, you know, edging feels incredible. It feels so much better than simply masturbating to orgasm. Edging and denying that fast pleasure, only to receive it when you don't expect it anymore. Nothing feels better than that. You can be panting, grunting. Your cock may be throbbing and leaking loads and loads of pre-cum, and you might be growling with desire, but you're still going to edge for me. And you're thankful for that, right? And as a matter of fact, you're so thankful, you probably want to thank me right now. Thank you, Superb, for making me edge for you. Is that what you're saying? It better be. You're welcome. And you know I love nothing more than making my good boy edge for me. Except maybe edging him myself. But since I can't be with you, we'll have to do it that way. Such a shame. Oh, I would love to see your face as I bring you to the edge and keep you there for as long as I want. The sound of your voice as you moan and beg for me to finally allow you to come. It's music to my ears. Your cock hard and throbbing until the moment I let it explode. I'm talking about your cock. I think we should give it some attention. Why don't you hold it up with one hand, grabbing and lightly squeezing the base, enjoying how hard and swollen it is in your hand, enjoying how much it's twitching as if it was begging for attention. I want you to put your other hand right above the tip, fingers pointing down. And when I tell you to, you're going to lower your hand and caress the sensitive head of your cock with just your fingers, very slowly. And I want you to feel how sensitive it is and how much you want to come for me. Are you ready? Good. You can start. Tease the head of your cock with your fingers. Experience the pleasure and lust running down the shaft into your whole body. You want it. You need it. But more than that, you want to and need to be my good boy. Don't you? You know you do. You love to listen to my instructions. You love when I call you a good boy. You follow my instructions just so you can get a chance to hear me call you my good boy. That's what you like most, to be a good boy and to be recognized as such. And lucky for you, I do think you're a good boy. Does that make you happy? Does that make you horny? If it does, then say it. Let anyone who might hear you know that you're not just anybody's good boy, you're my good boy. Superb's good boy. That's what you are. And now say it. And keep teasing yourself with your fingers. Good boy. Now stop touching yourself. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. For now. I want you to try something a little different. I want you to take two pillows and put one on top of the other. And then I want you to get on either your knees on your bed, or stand by the side of it, whichever is most comfortable for you. And in any case, your hard, throbbing cock needs to be right in front of the pillows. And I'm sure by now you have a good idea what I'm going to tell you to do. I hope you're ready for it, because you can't come yet. I want you to fuck those pillows. You can go hard and fast, or slow and gentle, however you like. All that matters is that you don't come yet. Fuck those pillows as if you were fucking my beautiful, soft, round tits, or my strong, clenching thighs. And I want you to moan my name as you do it. When you're teasing yourself, you're pleasing me. And when you're pleasing me, you're being a good boy. And you love it. And if it's too much, if you feel you can't take it, and you're going to come grab your cock in your hand and squeeze as tight as you can until the need to orgasm subsides, then I want you back into those pillows to fuck them. fuck them. Give them the fucking you want to give me. Moan my name. Be a good boy. And remember, no coming. Keep fucking those pillows. The thought of you fucking as if there's no tomorrow, it's making me super horny. I wish I could see you and watch you. I'd look into your eyes and see all the pleasure and need you're feeling for me. I'd see how much you want to come for me and how much you want to be a good boy and not come until I allow it. More and more with each moan that you let out. Each time you moan my name by my good boy. Oh, my good boy, I'm gonna come thinking about how much you want me, how much you want to fuck me, and how much you can't till I say so. Fuck. I'm gonna make myself come. But you're not allowed to. Do you understand? Do you understand? When I come, I want you to imagine you're fucking yourself, fucking me as hard as you can, as deep as you can, and I want you to give yourself one more edge while I make myself come. Okay. My good boy. So good. Fuck. Fuck. Thinking about you holding out for me and waiting till I can tell you to come. Fuck. Fuck, that was good. Such a good boy. We're not done edging you. Look at yourself. I want you to look at your cock. Look how much it's throbbing. Focus on the sensations, the feelings going through your cock. It's throbbing. It hurts so good. And it needs to come. But don't worry, we'll get there. And you're going to come. Moaning my name, saying my name, superb, please let me come. Are you ready? Lie down again on your back. Take a deep breath. I'm gonna make you edge one last time, and then if you've been a good boy, I'll allow you to come for me. Ready? So, grab your cock and stroke it. Stroke it hard and fast. I want you to get to the very edge of your bliss. And then I want you to ride that edge. You know what I mean. I want you to keep yourself at this point when just a little too much can make you erupt. And I want you to resist the need to give yourself that extra little bit. Keep keep yourself on the edge until I make myself come again, just like I would be doing if I was fucking you right now. And of course, I want you to say and moan my name the whole fucking time. Beg me. Beg me. How I like to hear you say please. Ah, that edge, that need in your voice. Oh, it does it for me every fucking time. Please, superb, please let me come. Yes, please. That's so good. Are you on the edge already? I want you to be. I want you to be just like I would be riding you. I want you to be desperately needing this orgasm I'm denying you. It's the only thing on your mind. You need to come. But you're such a good boy, you're not going to. Not until I tell you. I want you to come whenever I want, however I want. I love knowing that I control your pleasure, that I control your cock, that I control your orgasm. It gets me off so fucking good, knowing that you allow me to take control and you follow my instructions like a good boy. Yes, such a good boy. My good boy who's edging and staying on that edge. So good. You're saying my name right now. Say it. Say it. And edging yourself to me. For me. Entirely mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck. I love it. You're my good boy. And I'm gonna come for you. Beg me to come for you. Beg me. Please, superb, come for me. Please. I don't care how you beg. Oh, I want you to beg for my orgasm. Because you're a good boy. And you know that my pleasure is more important than yours. And then if you make me come, I'll reward you. So. Ready? Don't come yet. I'm coming. Don't you come yet. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Such a good boy. Fuck. 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 Okay. Take a little rest. Okay. And here's the moment you've been waiting for. Grab your cock with both of your hands. One at the base. One at the top. And whatever you do, do not move your hands. I don't want you to stroke. I want you to thrust. Move your hips and fuck your hands. I want you to do it slowly. Teasing. Take your time. You're gonna feel the orgasm build as you pump and pump and pump. And this time, you can let it happen. Don't stop yourself. I want you to come for me. Moan my name. I want you to be saying my name at the exact moment you're coming, so that you know you've been coming for me. Your orgasm is for me. All of this is for me. You've been such a good boy. Edging, denying yourself, And this is your reward. Come for me. As you slowly fuck your hands, as your hips go up and down, be a good boy and come for me. I want you to come. You are going to come so hard, slowly pumping into your hands, saying my name. Let it happen. I want you to come for me. Be my good boy. Yes. Oh. Come now. Come for me. So good. Only good boys get to come that hard. And you're one of them. The very best part is that you came that hard for me. And now you know. Even if I'm not here to fuck you, there's nobody who can make you come like I do. So the next time you're alone and you feel like you need to come, say my name. Say my name and come for me. Just say my name.